Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about meeting consumers where they're at.
Absolutely, Ron. We've talked very recently about the importance of e-commerce and helping us to drive beef sales in the online food shopping environment by meeting consumers where they are. Beef nutrition was the focus of an e-commerce campaign supported in part by the Oklahoma Beef Council this spring. Lean Beef Smart for Your Heart ads were seen by consumers shopping on retailer websites as well as on popular consumer websites like weather.com, the Today Show Online, and more. Campaign results show that 26% of the ad-exposed buyers were new and had not purchased beef from the retailer in the past year, demonstrating that e-commerce can be powerful in inspiring consumers to choose nutritious beef. Also coming up this fall, a national tailgating campaign will kick off promoting beef as a protein of choice for game day. 18 state beef councils, including Oklahoma, will also participate in this campaign to extend the messaging into their local markets. Lots going on, Ron.
Thanks, Heather. For more information, go to drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, this week while I'm here in Kansas City covering the National Association of Farm Broadcasters meeting, I had the opportunity to sit down with NASDA Senior Director of Public Policy, R.J. Carney, to talk a little bit about the H-2A reform and crisis in ag labor.
H-2A has been consistently, I shouldn't say even broader than H-2A, just the ag labor discussion has been consistently one of the top, if not the top priority amongst all of agriculture industry for the past decade, two decades. If we do not fix H-2A, and we don't have H-2A reform, there's going to be economic impact, there could be supply chain impact, as well as what we're really focused on here is broadening H-2A reform for those industries that currently aren't able to participate in H-2A. Specifically, we're thinking of the livestock industry, the dairy industry, that need year-round workers, not just seasonal workers.
Well, we've talked about, we haven't had a bill passed since 1986. Why are we not addressing this?
This is unfortunately been such a hot political, or hot potato, yeah, in politics. And it is a difficult vote. However, at this current moment, agriculture is unified in telling members of Congress, telling President-elect Trump, as he's come into office, that we have a solution, we have a workable solution, and we'd like to see that addressed.
Well, and you mentioned the rural voters came to the table, so we should have a pretty good place at the table with this administration.
We saw more than 70% of rural America go and vote for President-elect Trump. There should be a strong voice, a welcoming opportunity for rural America, for farmers, for ranchers to come and provide solutions to this specific issue.
Once again, that's NASDA's R.J. Carney. Well, Senate Republicans have elected South Dakota's John Thune as the next Senate Majority Leader after rejecting public overtures from allies of President Donald-elect Trump, who did back a different candidate. MSN reports Thune won in a secret ballot vote, 29-24, beating out opposing candidates like John Cornyn of Texas and Rick Scott of Florida. The 63-year-old Thune will succeed Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who's led the chamber's Republicans since 2007 and is the longest-serving Senate party leader in U.S. history. Thune has served as whip since 2019 and heavily campaigned for his GOP colleagues during this election cycle, a metric often used to size up candidates' fundraising prowess and willingness to help out the party. Thune raised about $33 million this cycle and attended more than 200 events for the Republican candidates, according to his office. Thune has served in the Senate since 2005, and before that, he was South Dakota's at-large representative in the House for 6 years. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that every cattle ranch plays a pivotal role in nourishing our communities. With every animal raised, you're not just ensuring a steady food supply, you're bringing quality and care to every table. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.